AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Arab League members are holding an emergency meeting in Egypt to discuss their ongoing actions against Shiite-led Houthi rebels in Yemen. Egypt's president has used the gathering to call for a joint military force that he says is needed to face an unprecedented threat to stability and identity. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon tells the heads of state at the meeting that negotiations are the only way to solve Yemen's long-term problems. Investigators say German Wings co-pilot Andreas Lublitz hid evidence of an illness, including tearing up a doctor's note that would have kept him out of the plane the day 150 people were killed when Lublitz allegedly locked himself alone in the cockpit and flew the plane into a mountainside in France. Among the dead, American Robert Oliver Calvo. His father says he feels for Lublitz's family and says he has no desire to go where the plane went down.
All of the passengers, including our son, there's almost nothing to be found.
French officials say DNA samples have been collected from objects provided by victims' families, such as combs or toothbrushes, that they could use to help identify remains. Back to work for Secretary of State John Kerry and other negotiators in Switzerland in the final weekend to find a framework with Iran about its nuclear program.
Officials say some of the toughest issues have been left for the end, which is why the odds of a framework deal before the clock runs out remain at best even. And while the White House doesn't rule out an extension, Press Secretary Josh Earnest doesn't see one.
We have been negotiating for more than a year, and if Iran is serious about making these commitments, then we'll be able to reach an agreement by the end of March. And if they're not serious about making those kinds of agreements, then we won't.
Earnest says America and its allies will insist on specific commitments to limit and verify Iran's nuclear activities in ways that will keep it from building a bomb. Mark Smith at the White House.
This is AP Radio News. President Obama criticizes the GOP budget while the Republicans talk Medicare.
President Obama praises action from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to crack down on abusive payday loans, but says there also are other things that should be done to protect paychecks.
The budget Republicans unveiled last week would make it harder, not easier, to crack down on financial fraud and abuse.
Republican Representative Phil Rowe of Tennessee touts the bipartisan work on entitlement reform to strengthen Medicare.
These reforms ask higher-income seniors like myself to pay a little more for their premiums for Part B and D and encourage certain beneficiaries to think more like consumers when it comes to their health care.
Shirley Smith, Washington.
In the NCAA tournament, on to the South final against Duke for Gonzaga. Zags forward Kyle Wilcher.
We're not ready for this ride to end yet. We're very focused, and we really enjoy all these wins.
Tomorrow's East final, Louisville playing Michigan State. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Reggie, I just sold my car online.
Let's go, Grandpa. Wait, you did?
Yep, on Carvana. Just put in the license plate, answered a few questions, got an offer in minutes. Easier than setting up that new digital picture frame.
You don't say.
Yeah, they're even picking it up tomorrow. Talk about fast.
Wow, way to go. So, about that picture frame.
Forget about it. Until Carvana makes one, I'm not interested.
Car selling made easy. On Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.